Welcome back to A Different View. This is Jennifer, Iva, and Sarah, and we're having a great show so far. We had to switch around our guests a little bit, so this is Daisy Brom we've got on the line now, and we talked with her a few weeks ago, freemybabies.org. She's from California. They had a drug raid that took place, and the state took their babies. They did get them back, and I can hear a little bit of children sounds in the background. Wonderful. But there's some updates, Daisy. Tell us what's going on now.
Well, we've been taking a really public stance. There's been a lot of folks calling and sort of a media blitz, if you will. And initially, I was charged with 2 counts of felony child abuse for consuming cannabis while breastfeeding. And during our preliminary proceedings, my attorney, Michael Levinson, did a phenomenal job of basically beating that down. So those charges, the judge, who is very straightforward and fair, dismissed them.
Good.
Excuse me. So that was great. We figured, okay, that's a huge deal because, you know, the child abuse charge, any child-related charges are kind of a big deal. So we had a suppression hearing on the 28th of February to attack the validity of the search warrant, at which time there was a mention by the ADA, Jeff Greason. I've taken to calling him Greasy Dumpling, actually, which I think he knows about, honestly. And I don't, quite frankly, I don't care. He's got huge earlobes, and he sweats a lot, and he's just kind of a greasy dumpling.
So, I understand your frustration, but keep telling us. We need to hear the story.
Nonetheless. So this morning, I'm checking the Butte County, the municipal court website, just to kind of keep an update on things, and I see that I have a new case number. And he has refiled the felony child abuse and a count of misdemeanor child endangerment. And the reason that that is the case is because initially they had a hair and urine sample they'd collected from my older son, Thor, but not one from my newborn because he didn't have any hair at the time that they had taken him. And that had come back positive for THC and THC metabolites. Well, yeah, I am a cannabis-using patient, and I have done the research to dispute or prove the claim that there is no harm to children that comes from consumption of cannabis and breastfeeding. And the conclusion I came to is that it was safe. So...
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just throw a little reality check out there really quick.
You know what I mean? Like, this isn't just a pothead's bias. That is the science.
Well, and I was going to say, let's just throw a little reality check out there really quick. It's not usually recommended that you use certain medications during pregnancy because either they haven't been proven safe or they've been proven unsafe. There's 2 different categories there, though.
Right.
And your doctor will tell you, no, it's okay for you to take this medicine in this instance, even if the bottle says, do not take dirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this is like a case-by-case scenario, and any of those medicines would have shown up in the baby as well. So this is just reality.
So
this isn't... negligence.
They will give a pregnant woman Demerol in the hospital. Every other day for the beginning of my pregnancy, Demerol after Demerol after. This is the doctor giving me Demerol. Of course, I think it's safe.
Yeah. So Daisy, do you have any idea what specifically they're predicating the charges against you on? Is it strictly that?
One of the reasons is that the charges had gotten thrown up at the preliminary hearings is because they were not able to verify the certification of the lab in question that they had sent the samples to. And there was an issue with the chain of custody. Like, it looked as though the samples had been collected on the 29th of September, but not sent away to Kansas until the 5th of October. So the judge said, well, I'm just not going to allow that. Well, that judge has since retired. And the judge that I will be arraigned and probably have a prelim in front of, Claire Keithley, is a woman who used to work in the district attorney's office. And one of her great brainchilds is the Drug Endangered Child's Investigation Unit. So
I want to bring up a point right here.
The district attorney is figuring that, like, if I go back in front of her, there's no way she's going to let me off on anything related to children. And they can resubmit the hair and urine samples, but they don't have one for Zeus, hence the difference between the felony and the misdemeanor. So their entire case, really, I think they're trying to set precedent, quite honestly, in saying that cannabis consumption, positive cannabis analysis on children constitutes, at the very least, child endangerment.
And I want to bring up your point that you mentioned earlier, Daisy, is, you know, you did the research, and we've all done the research, and it's laughable to be charged with child endangerment and injury to a child for a non-toxic substance, and that's what we need to be addressing.
How is it
a danger? How is it child abuse if it can't hurt him? And they're saying that it can hurt him.
And I was going to say, there's multiple scientific studies. There was one that I evaluated a while back on my blog about the mortality rate for children 2 years and younger, you know, for the first 2 years of their life, whether it's natural causes or homicide or birth defects or whatever, you know, just the likelihood that they would die. And the cannabis consuming parents, their babies were the least likely to die. In fact,
zero
babies died from cannabis only, whereas the opium, which clearly appeared to be related to the Demerol and morphine kind of products that they would give you during childbirth. So we're not talking about drug addicted mothers, but those that were strictly taking doctor recommended drugs were more likely to die, although
Well, I think we've learned that it says doctor recommended or it's prescribed by a doctor doesn't necessarily mean, or but, it's, you know, monitored by the FDA.
There's two more studies, though. One of them is that they did on mice that it improved the suckling of infants and actually overcame failure to thrive. So this is saving babies' lives in that case. Endocannabinoids are in our bodies from birth.
And of course we have to bring up Melanie Dreyer and her wonderful research in Jamaica that she did.
Bingo. You know, that was the third one I was going to bring up.
The studies that have needed
mothers that have done it regularly in large, diverse groups instead of a subculture like here
and
in the United States.
And the ones who were breastfeeding while using it. And even the DEA's administrative judge says that it's non-toxic. From 1988. Right. We need to be talking about, why is this law still saying that it's a danger to children? How is it acceptable to put Daisy and her children through this?
Make them forced to explain the danger.
Yeah, so Daisy, as you can see, we're all passionate about this, and I'm so glad that you're standing fighting about this, because it's important.
One of the things worth noting is that I had Zeus, the younger of which, at home on my own. I'm a self-taught midwife, so I administered all my prenatal. My records are impeccable, and it was just myself and my husband present. So we had him at home. So I made the determination for myself after birth. So like, damn, I need to smoke some pot. That was pretty rough. and when I had my first baby in the hospital, they were like, what do you want? And I was like, I don't want anything. Like, they're like, we got it. Here's, you know, like, I felt like I was dealing with a pusher on the street.
Uh-huh.
So I could have had the baby in the hospital. And like you said, Demerol or whatever the cocktail of, like,
no, literally, they hook you up where you can push a button for your Demerol as often as you
bring your baby to breastfeed.
What upset me the most is when I went into the hospital pregnant, you know, they didn't ask me if I wanted Demerol. Mm-mm. They just gave it to me because I was screaming in pain.
They did that to me, too. They gave it to me, and I'm like, what was that? And they're like, oh, it's just Demerol.
Yeah, because now I'm
all loopy. Don't think I might have wanted to say in that?
I'm kind of pregnant here.
And there's pictures of me. I am the most doped up. I don't get drunk. I don't get blazing high, and I look flaked out. I'm like, and it was because of what they gave me. I mean, legal drugs.
You know, I know that with the breastfeeding of the children, they'll give you Oxycontin and while you're breastfeeding, and it's no big deal. They'll, you know, they don't seem
to. So it's time to talk about that. And it's unfortunate that Daisy has to go through things like this to be able to have us talking about this. Mm-hmm. But that's why
I'm prescribed Marinol right now.
Dang.
So they're okay with the synthetic THC,
of course.
Which, by the way, they can't tell the difference between. That's one of the reasons that we were able to fight off CPS is that I had gotten Marinol, and they said, we can't recognize that. And I said, like, hell, you can't. You have to.
Right.
Like, we can argue about the cannabis, but you have to recognize
Marinol. But this is FDA approved.
Right.
But they don't have to recognize state law cannabis, you know, medical cannabis.
Yeah, exactly. So the child, you take me into criminal court on the same grounds. Well, now, what, are you guys okay with the Marinol, too? Like, that is so transparent and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, it blows my mind. So it's all part of just a wearing down. But I've sort of taken on a new mission for me, and I'm not, if anything, I'm ever more committed to
well, good for you, because I think
asserting the rights. You know what I mean? Because this is the reality, is that, like, women smoke pot and women have babies. And, like,
right.
a lot of women don't want to admit it because there's a stigma attached to it. But I have no shame. I think cannabis is great and babies are great and breastfeeding is great and they should all do it together.
We gave it to our babies prior to Prohibition.
Daisy, I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show, but we were talking about an article by Michelle Alexander, Go to Trial, Crash the Justice System. And there's some stories in there that I think you can relate to. And I think one of the strongest arguments against basically refusing to plea out, defending yourself, fighting, standing up for your rights, you know, this whole how you're being so public and willing to stand strong. A lot of people don't have the guts to do that or the willingness to do that. And that's part of why our system is beating us so badly. And so I just want to thank you again for being willing to fight it. I know how hard
it's
got to be.
Well, it's not even for me. It's for my kids. I want to be able, you know, I'm like, be proud of what I've done with myself and how I stood up for their rights. And like, I can't criticize anybody for what path they choose to take. But quite honestly, I don't know what sort of mother I would be if I just laid down and took it. This is ridiculous.
Well, and one of
like, I wouldn't want this to happen to my grandchildren. Like, this is ridiculous.
One
like,
of the quotes that Iva read from this article by Michelle Alexander pointed out that even in taking the plea deal, they can take your kids.
so you're still losing your kids, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, thank you so much for standing up. We need more people fighting.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. You have a fantastic show. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. It really means a lot to me and my family.
Well, thank you. And do keep us posted. I mean, like I said, this conversation is important. So few people are out there fighting it that we need to...
The website is great. The Facebook is great. Like, I'm really trying to make sure to keep all that updated. So,
and it's freemybabies.org.
It's freemybabies, all one word, lowercase.org.
Excellent.
So you can Google it, if nothing else, and you'll find us somewhere. So
excellent.
Really, just make contact. If anybody needs any assistance as dealing with CPS, especially in a cannabis-related issue, I am a geyser of information, and I know how to get kids back. So please contact me with that regard as well.
Excellent. Right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.